5 p.m. Friday afternoon, May the 12th, 2023. It is in you all along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and we got a heck of a show for you here, so stay tuned. All right, my dear listener, my dear listeners, all of you. But I like to feel like when I'm speaking to you, that I'm speaking directly to you, you yourself. You each listen individually, so I like you to feel like you're the one, the only one that matters here on In You All Along, the radio program you're tuned into here on WMFO. On this fine afternoon, I can tell just from looking at the online numbers that quite a few of you are off doing something else. But that's fine. That's fine. You drop by facebook.com/inyouallalong. You can get all kinds of info on how to listen later. But for those of you who decided to show up, let me catch you up on what you just heard. Most recently, we heard from four local acts, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, playing at Somerville Porch Fest tomorrow, which goes from 12 to 6, the big bad daddy of them all, Somerville Porch Fest. Man, oh man, if you haven't been. Now, as one of the organizers of the upcoming First Medford Porch Fest, I do not take anything away from all the other fine Porch Fest events around, but that Somerville event is like a Mardi Gras, okay? Be prepared. Don't try to drive through Somerville tomorrow. The streets will be jammed with people having fun. Seeing bands like Lucretia's Daggers, who we just heard from with their song Thoughts and Prayers, from 2019. I've got mixed info on that, but yeah, I think that's 2019. Those guys will be playing at 652 Somerville Ave from 2 to 4. I think almost all the bands I listed, I played coincidentally, are all playing at the same time. Three of the four of them. Like Hands and Knees, for example, who we heard before that. Nope. Reading backwards. The Collect Pond, who we heard right before that with Clearwater Ocean off of their 2023 album, Underwater Features. Those guys will be playing at 107 Hudson Street in that same 2 to 4 time slot tomorrow. I met Danny Moffitt from The Collect Pond somewhere, sometime before the pandemic. Had a great conversation. Can't remember where. Can't remember what we talked about. Some kind of mutual love of music. He had lost a friend in some band. Anyway. Sorry, Danny. Hope to see you sometime and we can figure out when it was. Before that, that's when we heard from Hands and Knees, one of my favorite local bands, with Invader off of their new one called View from Ghost Tree. Hands and Knees will be playing with Headband and Kathy Snacks at the address is just listed as Wilson Avenue, but it's not that long a street. It's right up there around Magoon Square. They'll be playing from 2 to 4 p.m. somewhere on Wilson. You just follow your ears and they will not steer you wrong, dear listener, much as they are not steering you wrong today, as you've made the good choice to follow them to this show. Where we heard before that, Major Stars. Oh man, am I stoked every time I get to see Major Stars. They're just about the most epic local band we've got here. I don't like to use absolutes. I say those things about other bands too, but those guys, oh my gosh, they will explode in your face at 73 Beacon Street between 5 and 6 p.m. at the end of Porch Fest in Somerville. From them, we heard Out in the Light from 2019's Roots of Confusion, Seeds of Joy. And we opened up this show with something that has nothing to do with Porch Fest, but has everything to do with right now, or yesterday anyway. We heard from Harry Nilsson with Jump Into the Fire off 1971's legendary album, Nilsson Schmilsson. And of course, for all of those of you who have seen Goodfellas, you know that it was Sunday, May 11th, 1945 a.m., the scene that began with that song, the unforgettable scene that so brilliantly paired with Harry Nilsson there by Martin Scorsese. And that catches us up to date. That is it. Behind us right now, I have to tell you, and this is a secret, I actually had to tell my friend Brian not to listen because it's a surprise and I'm taking him to this show tonight. He has no idea. Hasn't been to Boston in 3.5 years. The Figs playing tonight at the Lizard Lounge. And behind me is their song TC is here from 2019's Shady Grove. Now we are really up to date with nothing left to do but to press on with more great stuff. We're going to mellow it out. That was a rockin' set. I'm going to mellow it out here in this second set. So take a deep breath and relax with me.
Thank you.
You gotta be good at Mello by now, right? The residence in there was a little jumpy, but everything else was super mellow. Super mellow for a nice, relaxing, beautiful Friday afternoon, slowly slipping into evening here in Medford, Boston, and all points beyond. We just heard from Isao Tomita, the Japanese electronic instrumentalist, performing Claude Debussy's First Arabesque. And that was off of Mr. Tomita's 1974 album. I have the wrong thing written down here. Wait. I got it. Snowflakes Are Dancing, virtuoso electronic performances of Debussy's beautiful tone paintings. You may know that from what was that show called? I'm blanking, the Stargazer, I think it was, with Jack Horkheimer. It used to be this like 5-minute show that would be on PBS late at night. Prior to that, we heard from Kevin Wind with Roger's Soliloquy from Kevin Wind is Secret Roger from back in 2018. Before that, we heard from Perks with their song Luna from all the way over there in the UK from their 2020 album The City Rings. Initially, I thought that was a song by the band Luna, and lo and behold, it turns out it's not, and I discovered a new band. Isn't that wonderful? Before that, we heard from Pete Townsend with Initial Machine Experiments off of 1983's Scoop Collection of outtakes, rarities, demos, things like that. Pete Townsend's birthday is coming up next Friday, so happy birthday, Pete Townsend. I will not be on the air for that day, so here we go. Before that, we heard from The Residents, as I mentioned, with Hell No, H-E-L-L No, from 1985's Whatever Happened to Vileness Fats. And we opened up that set with the Beach Boys, of course, with 1968's Little Bird, a Dennis Wilson-led number off of the album Friends. And that brings us up to date. But, while I've got you here, I've got to tell you something important. I've got an important public service announcement. As we are obligated by duty here as a public broadcaster to give you a public service announcement. And this one is about Medford Porch Fest coming up June 3rd. At long last, the first ever Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 3rd, with a rain date of Sunday, June 4th. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. Artists and hosts may sign up through May 21st for registrations and more info. Visit medford.porchfest.info. or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. We especially need some bands because we've got lots of people signing up their houses that don't have any bands to play at them. So if you guys are playing in a band or know someone that it is, get on down to that website and sign yourself up. It's going to be a great day. You can say you were there for the first time. Speaking of bands, we got a few more of them coming up. So stay tuned and listen to this.
Three. 11. about.
Look at this. We made it through. You and me together. Like I said, I'm just speaking directly to you, whoever you are listening right now. This is just you and me. Our private moment together here on the public airwaves, where we just heard from KOG Kweku of Ghana from the UK with Shida, the Captain Planet remix off of the Zone 6 remixed EP from 2022. Before that, any of you that grew up at a certain time and watched a certain amount of TV know it is the Pointer Sisters. You might not know it was the Pointer Sisters. I didn't for many years. With their pinball number count from the television show Sesame Street from all the way back in 1972. I hope you guys all caught up on your counting skills. Very important. As an adult, those things sometimes slip away. We opened up that short set with the Equals, with Michael and the Slipper Tree from 1968. And I'm struggling to figure out what album that came out on. But anyway, terrific song. It was stuck in my head. I heard it on one of our fellow college stations across town, WZBC, at Boston College, while I was driving through the car wash the other day. Man, I like a car wash a little too much. And I was like bopping along there as the things were swishing back and forth, lathering me up and wiping me down. That's as risque as it gets here on In You All Along. I have one other thing to catch you up on, though. One important piece of info is that going forward for the summer season, which begins with the next In You All Along, which will be in 2 weeks, this show will be on for 2 hours on Friday nights, and it's going to be exciting. We'll be able to do some stuff I haven't been able to do with you before. Maybe some guest time, maybe some more interesting airplay stuff, some longer stuff. Who knows? Who knows? The big wide open canvas beginning on May the 26th. So stay tuned. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful weekend. Like I said, Somerville Porch Fest happening tomorrow. So much good music out there and all around and beyond. So I hope you're taking part in it and enjoying the gift of live music all around you. I will see you in 2 weeks here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network.